We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at knoxvillesmiles.com. Doctors cost them alone. Take great care of you at 264 South Peters Road, Houston. Put that in your phone. You
got it. Big address, guy.
Address. It's right there. I drive past it very, very often out there in West Knoxville. KnoxvilleSmiles.com. You can make an appointment right there. They've got you covered for all your dental needs right here in Knoxville. So the Big Ten's playing.
Announcement imminent.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is all from the sources, right? We don't have
the... it's like officially unofficial.
Gotcha.
At this point.
Jared tweets in, the Big Ten and Desmond Howard now owe Nebraska an apology.
And all the blue checkmark idiot Big Ten writers owe every fan base an apology.
Oh, you mean like Dan Wilkin?
Well, I don't know. He's blocked.
Oh, he's blocked me. I was just looking at this tweet from this morning.
Well, Pete Thamel already said, the Big Ten is playing and it will be safer by the fact that we have more time to put in protocols and testing. Safer.
I feel like, couldn't you make that argument?
The human race lives, yeah. I think we get safer.
I disagree with that in general, but if you were...
Well, I'm saying, like, we the testing gets better for everything. You know, medical gets better. I mean, safety procedures everywhere gets better.
Specifically, yeah, just speaking about COVID, but it's like, yeah, well, it'd be safer just to... they would make the argument, it'd be safer just to put it off until 2021, or it'd be safer just not to play football at all.
Right.
An Alabama student emailed Dan Wilkin and said this. The title of the email was a big story tip. And it said, Dan, student at Alabama here. After reading your article about herd immunity, I have something you might want to look into. I have a friend on the football team who told me that a bunch of UA players, Alabama, had a COVID house party so they could get the virus and develop herd immunity earlier in the summer. You are welcome. Dan Wilkin, who uses Daniel Wilkin as his email name, which I find funny, replied back, Hi, Charlie. I wouldn't be surprised if that were true. Mm.
I know it's a lie, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Any details you know about that I could try to track down? Poor Dan. He's just going to get tricked and trolled so hard now, and he deserves every bit of it. Yeah, I mean, okay, Davey, you were talking about the numbers. They're only going to play 8 games, so if they start October 24th, like how many Saturdays is that? Is that no bye week? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's no bye week. They would start the 24th and have no bye and play 8 straight games, ninth straight game for the Big Ten championship. Like, they have to start the 7th. You have to start the 17th, don't you?
The 19th of December is when the SEC championship
takes
place.
That's the Big Ten. That's what the leak was, that would also be the Big Ten championship.
So
that's exactly 8 weeks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, no buys. 8 straight weeks of playing. 9 if you make it to the championship.
Confirmed. And they have no maneuverability. They have no ability to you know, what?
Reschedule in the middle of the week? Wednesday night, Big Ten football.
Wednesday night, Big Ten. Oh, by the way, you got another game on Saturday, boys. Don't get hurt. We kept you safe from COVID. You're welcome.
You imagine Ohio State has an opponent that they have a good number of players test positive and they have to postpone the game, but there's no time to postpone the game. And so the committee's just like, you guys went 6-1, or you went 6 or even 7-0, but you didn't get to play that game. I can't, just with such a short sample size, I can't put you in. Oh, those fans would be livid. It'd be incredible. I'm still in the camp. I'd rather the Big Ten not even play.
Not play at all.
Yeah. I think that would just help the sport out more long term, as far as changing it to the way I want it to be. But then again, I'm pretty selfish, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, just go ahead and lock in, because here it comes. Here comes the moral high ground stance from anybody who covers the Big Ten.
They did it right.
They did it the best way. It's too dangerous to play. It was always too dangerous to play. Anyone who thinking a season could happen was stupid. Oh, the Big Ten figured it out. The Big Ten saved us all. By taking all this extra time, the Big Ten actually comes out ahead. So dumb. Pete Thamel, the Big Ten will be safer. Okay. Congrats to the players. Congrats to the coaches. Congrats to the fans. Those are the people I felt bad for. Kevin Warren might have saved his job by reversing course after realizing how dumb he was.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to anybody who stood up to these idiots. We'll be curious to see if it's all Big Ten teams, or if the likes of Michigan, Michigan State, maybe some others, either, I don't know, opt out or unable to play due to state guidelines. But here comes Wolken. Here comes 40. Here comes Thamel.
Oh, 40's like breaking the news.
Here comes
like
Dodd. Like,
you know, come on.
Here comes Revelle to tell you how the decision the Big Ten made to cancel the season was the best decision, and now the decision to bring it back is the best decision. Meanwhile,
did Clay Travis really have this first?
Probably. They won't give him credit.
He's got it at 8:49. SI and Pat 40 had it at 9:06.
40 had something yesterday that it's no. 40 said yesterday that they were going to vote this morning.
He got scooped by the guy, practically still doing his radio show. Great job.
It's a tough way to go out. Unanimous vote. Well, hey, what was that?
I thought she said they don't vote if it's unanimous.
Well, what was the – remember I read that guy? He had 7 followers yesterday, and he said it was 12-2, but they were going to try to get a unanimous decision since it was going to pass anyway.
Who is that guy? What was his name? Scott?
I forgot.
Was it Scott?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I forgot. Skip? Mo? Larry? I don't know. I found it on Twitter. I said, this guy might be right. He cracked it. Big Ten's Council of Presidents and Chancellors, based on new medical evidence.
It's not new, it's just that yours was wrong.
Voted for Big Ten to play football starting October 23rd and 24th. Yahoo reported first. League scheduled expected to culminate December 19th, Big Ten title game.
They could argue it's new to them. And they just ignored it at first, and so
right,
they actually was like, oh, well, this is new. It's like, no, it's been here, but you just now decided to pay attention.
Yeah, like if you didn't know Pearl Harbor had happened and you found out about it today, it would be news to you.
Kind of like when Jim Carrey's character, Lloyd, in Dumb and Dumber,
landed on the moon.
In the bar, yeah, and he finds out that we landed on the moon.
It's great. Well, I wonder what we get from the Big Ten. It's just going to be really funny to me when they try to say that they did all this extra work to prove it was safe. Meanwhile, you've got football already going on,
and
3 Power 5 conferences have been working towards playing. But they're going to – that's what it's going to be. They're going to tell everybody how stupid the SEC was and ACC were. They're going to tell everybody it was dumb, 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 but the Big Ten did it the right way. So backwards.
Yeah, well, it'll be like Coma writing his book about what great leadership he showed as he killed all the elderly people in New York City. Both. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's the most frustrating thing lately, whether it's COVID, whether it's sports, whether it's really anything, is no one will just agree to be wrong. Like, not even agree to be wrong, just agree on what is wrong.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, I've got these two things. Obviously, this one is right and this one is wrong. Nope. I still think you hadn't given it enough chance.
I bet they're really upset with these doctors that just blasted him like, no, we presented that data to show it's a pathway to playing, not that it's a reason to quit. It's like they were, I mean, that's, it just is what it is, everybody. Like, they were looking for any one reason to cancel the season. They thought they had it. Then not only was that data presented as a, hey, this really isn't that bad, it was wrong anyway, so it's even better than they thought.
Yeah.
As it was presented as a reason to play.
Well, and think about it this way, too. Why do they even need to twist that? Like, in what world is it better for me to say, when everyone knows I'm wrong, for me to go, I wasn't wrong. I'm going to act differently, but I wasn't wrong, than to just say, you know, that was a bad decision, so now I'm making the right one.
You think we get that from them?
No.
No, I don't either.
But I feel like in regular relationships, you get more credit for saying that, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you do something wrong, then change your behavior because of it, I feel like the person that I'm responding to is like, okay, great, you're going to make better decisions now.
So what
good.
Is it? Is their stance going to be that the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 were reckless but got lucky?
I don't know. I don't even...
Right? Isn't that what it has to be? Like, you guys made your decision way too early. You got lucky that this new medical data came out. Otherwise,
I guess.
It's like, or we just looked at all the current data and projected, but whatever.
It's politics, though. They don't have to compete. They'll just talk about their own decision process. And then they'll let all the Dan Wilkins of the world, the lowest in the mud, small J fake journalists that have no integrity left, spin it for them and compare it to other conferences. And do it in ways where every single rational person will be like, dude, you are freaking crazy. This makes no sense. This is completely the opposite of what happened.
I still feel bad for the kids that were told, hey, go ahead, skip your senior season.
Yeah, yeah.
Come here. We'll start football in the fall, in the spring semester, and you can go ahead and start playing. And it's like, all right, we're back on for the fall. Is that kid? Do those kids now be like, hey, coach, I'm coming back?
Does Trump get credit now? We're on the 1 yard line. How are they going to spin that one?
I don't want to. We'll see what. I don't know.
I'm just saying. It's funny. Like, Nebraska got killed. All right, we'll stay with sports. Nebraska got killed for saying no, we want to play, and now they've had to go right back to be like, yeah, sorry, Nebraska, you're right. We really can play football. And there's been college football games for what? 3 weeks now? 2.5 weeks? Central Arkansas has played like 2 games already. They're fine. There's been, what did they say, 10,000 high school football games and not one community event has like happened. Like, there hasn't been any of these communities where it's like super spike in positive COVID cases after high school football started back. The high school has been practicing forever. And every time I see a high school game postponed or moved or canceled or whatever, it's because, yeah, we had 2 cases. And then we got quarantined 6 more. We don't want it to spread. You know, it's been preventative, which is smart. That's fine. Like, that's fine. We told you so, people. But no one will just admit that. Like, I would have so much more respect for Big Ten people who got this wrong if they would just say, I got this wrong. We got this wrong, and now we're going to play football as fast as we can get everybody ready.
Only 8 games.
There's nothing wrong with admitting failure. But in our society, I think it all rolls into the same stuff. I think it's because you can literally frame yourself as perfect on your social media profile. Like, you never screw anything up. Like, like you're not human. It's like we create these avatars, essentially. And I don't just mean the picture. I just mean this whole persona.
Yeah.
You know, you got your professional family photo that you put as your Facebook, Avi, and then you only post all the stuff that's great about your life. And there's nothing wrong with that, necessarily. But it would just be nice if in the real world we would acknowledge that we're imperfect people. And imperfect people, when they get together as a group and vote or pretend to vote, I don't know what they did, are going to make mistakes. just admit it so we can move on and we can watch Michigan play Ohio State. Like,
Okay, hang on. A little difference here. The Big Ten is going to do daily rapid testing on all football players. Daily.
It's going to go great when they get the like that one lab where they're all positive.
What's going to be crazy is all these kids that have gone home in the last couple weeks or have thinking there's no football, so they're not doing it, and how many are going to be positive when they get back.
Right.
And the Dan Wolkins and Pat Forties are just going to sit there looking like big old dumbasses again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, sorry, but it certainly seems at this point on a college campus, COVID cases are inevitable.
Do they start to go against the Big Ten at that point?
No. Can't burn the source. Can't burn the source.
Yeah, that's where their sources are.
They're going to look like fools. They're going to be idiots.
They already are.
I know, but they can't burn their source. So that's what I'm saying. They're going to try to spin the narrative. But what's going to
or just be silent?
Yeah, I mean that's what they've done anytime good news happens. They just sit back and don't say anything, or they say that the 69 recoveries at Texas Tech are a bad thing.
Right. Like, what does Dan Wilkin do if there's 60-something kids at Ohio State on their football team that get it or have it?
This is why football is dangerous.
He's already said that's horrible.
They weren't playing football.
He's already said it's horrible.
Yeah.
So he's kind of painting himself into a corner.
No, I mean, he tweeted something about Coach Orgeron. Orgeron said either yesterday or the day before, a lot of our players, most of our teams already had the virus. Hopefully they don't get it again. And Wilkin writes an article basically saying, how is this something to be celebrated?
I don't even think he made it sound like Orgeron was celebrating it. That's just a fact.
Yeah, he was just saying most of our teams already got it. Hopefully they can't get it again.
And
they were fine.
The hope for anybody would be that they can't get it again. What's going to be really wild about COVID is if it's like the flu where once you get it one year, you know, you're not going to get that strain again.
But
it either mutates or your antibodies that you have for 1 year, you know, fade away and then you can get it the next. Like, if we just have to live with this for the rest of life as we know it, like, what do these people do who have been trying to bubble up everything? I don't know.
I can't wait to see the mental gymnastics that these guys try to.
Right.
Oh, my. It's going to be amazing.
We told you on this show from Jump Street. Either it's going to fade away and not be a thing, like, you know, enough people will just get it and it'll go away by football season, or it'll just be so prevalent that we'll just have to have learned to live with it. And the latter has come true. Now, in Sweden, the former came true because I don't know if you've seen all those graphs.
I'm the one who put them in the group thread.
Okay. But all those countries in Europe who are having maybe a second wave – first of all, they're not seeing nearly the death rate of the first.
It's minimal.
So that's really, really good news. You know, if you like, you know, life and hate death, like most rational people.
I'm a big death guy.
Some of the blue checks feel like they're more, they kind of pull for the death so that they can
have politicize
it. More clickbait. But Sweden's the one country where their cases aren't flying back up. And they never closed schools for kids under 16, I think. And never had a mask mandate in Sweden.
Mm.
And no second wave. It's basically gone there. So, they get Orgeron.
Oh, the official release from the Big Ten is out.
Oh, come back with that next. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
We're dumb.
Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Big Ten football back. Houston, we go to you for the latest statement from the Big Ten.
Thank you, Nate. Chris checking in from the update desk.
Side of the desk. The update side.
I'm going to give
desk.
You the Cliff's Notes here.
The Cliff's Notes?
We at the Big Ten are now going to be doing everything that the Big 12, SEC, and ACC were already doing, but we're going to be doing daily tests so that we look better in the process. There's the difference.
All right. If it's unanimous.
Comprehensive cardiac testing, labs, biomarkers, echocardiograms, cardiac MRIs will be given to all COVID-19 positive student athletes. And then obviously they're doing a daily antigen test. If they test positive on that, they will then do polymerase chain reaction test to confirm the POC test. They got a bunch of rapid tests. Isn't that what Isn't that what the government was going to give them, was all the rapid testing?
I guess, yeah.
Let's see here. Yikes. Okay, you thought Tennessee was bad. Listen to this. All COVID-19 positive athletes must receive clearance from a cardiologist designated by the university for the primary purpose of cardiac clearance. The earliest a student athlete can return to game competition is 21 days following a positive diagnosis. Testing will begin 2 weeks from today, September 30th.
Say that 21-day thing again.
The earliest a student athlete can return to game competition is 21 days following a COVID-19 positive diagnosis.
So
yeah, Ohio State plays Michigan State. Justin Fields tests positive. We'll see you in week 5. I'm starting to think maybe they won't play.
Yeah.
I just tweeted it out. They really might not.
They're setting it up so they can cancel again.
It seems like they're setting it up so they can fail and mm-hmm. say, "Look how dangerous it was, you idiots. We were right in the first place."
Yeah.
Woo! Interesting. All right, here we go. The Big Ten Conference will use data provided by each chief infection officer to make decisions about the continuation of practice and competition, as determined by the team positivity rate and population positivity rate based on a 7-day rolling average. I'm about to get to the numbers, but fill some time because I want people to watch this.
As time progressed and after hours of discussion with our Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infectious Diseases and the Big Ten Sports Medicine Committee, it became abundantly clear that there was too much uncertainty regarding potential medical risks to allow our student-athletes to compete this fall. This is what Kevin Warren... wait. That's what he said on August the 11th, 2020. So I guess it was 4 weeks and 5 days, or a month and 5 days from then, that the Big Ten has had to make another statement changing course. That's where I want to see what's going to happen. It just hit me as you started reading that, though, that they're kind of setting up to fail.
Here's the positivity rates for team and population. I'm not exactly sure what pop. I guess that means staff, coaches, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Team positivity rate: number of positive tests divided by total number of tests administered.
Math.
Green, 0 to 2%. Green means that a team will continue with normal practice and competition. Orange, 2% to 5%. Orange, team must proceed with caution and enhance COVID-19 prevention, a.k.a. alter practice and meeting schedules. Consider viability of continuing with scheduled competition. Red, greater than 5%.
So green typically is used for go, you know?
Like green,
go.
Traffic
lights. Mm-hmm. The orange, that's more of like, kind of got the warning flashing.
Amber.
So we're going to.
Caution.
We're gonna go with that one. And the red typically means stop.
Correct.
That's how that works.
So red, greater than 5%. If your team has a positivity rate of greater than 5%, so let's say 110 players.
I thought you were going to say 110%. And I was like, that's not mathematically
correct. I'm assuming that they're including walk-ons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's players. It's
right.
Not scholarship
so,
athletes.
So let's say it's 110. Six. Six positive tests on your team. And that means you must stop regular practice and competition for a minimum of 7 days and reassess metrics until improved.
I'm
not going to lie, man. Feels 5%. 5%? what resources are they going to give them to?
How many?
I mean, are they all going to bubble?
Texas Tech's had, what, 70-something cases out of their 123?
77.
Out of their
76.
Out of 123.
Mm-hmm.
Over, you know, some
Clemson had 37 positive tests when they first got back to camp.
Tennessee had 7 or 8 at one point 2 weeks ago that would have
shut
down.
Well, when they first got back, I heard it was double digits. So according to this, I mean, if you have 5 a week, you're never going to play.
Yeah.
On the ball board, just so we can go ahead and get it. The ball board?
Ball board?
That's probably not the right word, but.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I was going to say.
Ball board.
What's it called when you have the squares? It's like a pool.
Squares? I don't know.
I don't know. But I want to put my money on November 4th for when the season gets recanceled, for whatever you call those things.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's I just wanted to get that out there before anyone else took that date.
I see what you're saying. So you go, we're having to cancel season again because Trump didn't protect you guys. Blame him. Don't vote for him. As Kevin Warren has registered everyone to vote in the Big Ten, right? Because that was his whole thing from Jump Street. Make sure everybody's registered to vote.
Alan Brock with a good point. If my team is getting close to the 5%, I'm going to find a negative kid and then just keep testing him so that my total tests go down. That's probably the good math right there.
They need to compensate that kid in a way. Constantly having the swab stuck up the nose does not feel good.
Yeah.
Is that how they do the rapid test? You did that, right?
Just hire more walk-ons. Yep. Your whole job is to not get COVID so we can test the crap out of you. Or the snot. We can test the snot out of you.
I'm not just sure. I'm COVID-19 positive.
Is there going to be like new? You know how they had the Wizinator? It's going to be like the Snotinator now. Like you got a little. You put someone else. You got this kid who just lives in a bubble all day. He just gets his food delivered to him like he's in prison, like under the gate. You know, he just sits there. You give him every streaming service imaginable. You know, he just sits in his bubble, just eats his food, enjoys his day, doesn't have to do any schoolwork, whatever. But you keep him enrolled in class, you do all of his online work for him, whatever. You just make life as easy as possible. But never, I mean, it's just perfectly sanitized situation. And every day he just gives you a vial of his snot over and over and over. And then you test it as your big time players.
Yeah, they should get with North Carolina on how to run that academic side of the things.
Yeah, the whole fake school thing. All right, Justin Fields, did you put the pot of snot up your nose so we can make sure to test it from, Mr. Clean?
5%.
5%. Didn't Georgia Southern play with like missing half their team the other day and won? How many thousands of college kids have gotten this with zero hospitalizations? Not to mention, the lineman that passed away was from a blood clot now. He was positive for COVID, but don't have no idea if that... You mentioned Trey Smith earlier, and I didn't get to say it because we just kind of went on, but Trey Smith's issue is the blood clots, and they've been told that COVID won't make those worse, apparently. He's not at increased risk.
It was a 20-year-old Jermaine Stevens who was a defensive lineman for Cal University at Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it came to releasing the information, I think the headline was
football player dies of COVID.
He died from a blood clot to the heart after testing positive for COVID.
Yeah, so
they don't know if
we don't know what you just we just don't know.
They're just trying to make the jump that he wouldn't have had the blood clot had it not been for COVID, but there's no proof or at least any that's been released to the public that is actually what happened.
Right. All right, well here we go. Come back with more. You Big Ten.
This feels I'm trying not to be a cynic here. This just feels like a setup. This feels like another dangled carrot that will just never be delivered.
Don't forget to buy the official history of the Big Ten Conference down there when you get done reading their statement.
Wow. Yeah, please. by this.
Can you go ahead and...
Can we write this chapter?
Can you go ahead and purchase their constitution and bylaws for me while you're there?
I'll get right on that. Final segment of the program brought to you by MyBookie, the official sportsbook Fan Run Radio. Michigan football just tweeted, "We're back."
But it's bigger than football.
I thought it was.
I hope I'm wrong. I feel like it will be nearly impossible for all teams, or even the majority of teams in the Big Ten, to reach these numbers and percentages and maintain them for an entire season. I thought Tennessee's contact tracing was bad. This is impossible. 5%? Now, unless each university has granted the football teams, you know, private dorms, mm-hmm. bubble scenarios, right? Like, unless they fully bubble, well, I just don't think it's possible.
If the NFL can do it, right? The NFL would be meeting these numbers.
Correct.
I mean, can college kids do it is really the question. Is it possible? Is it, I mean, if you're that committed, then you can be. I mean, I don't know, though. I've heard people say, like, you're just not going to be. We can't keep college kids out of trouble, like, out of much worse trouble than catching a virus, right? Like, you can catch a virus doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, a million different legal things. We can't keep kids from doing illegal things when they're on football teams in college. I don't know if that's the best analogy necessarily, but, I mean, if you... I guess if they did everything these NFL teams have been doing, it's possible. But I'm not sure which team I would rather be. I might rather be Texas Tech, who's just, yeah, we almost lost to a bad team, but now everyone's had it. We sat a bunch of guys, and now we don't think it's going to be a thing anymore. Ed Orgeron, pretty sure most of our guys already had it. Maybe the Big Ten, when they sent all these guys home, maybe a lot of them have already had it. That could be an alternate blessing for them.
Yep.
It's
sure.
By sending them all home the last few weeks. They've all caught it. They're going to come back. They'll finish getting over it in their 14-day wait period. Anybody that hasn't gotten it, as soon as they get back to campus, will pass it around real quick, and then they've got.
Are they
going to
do antibody tests?
That's a great question. I feel like antibody tests would at least give you so much more information about where your teams are. I mean, they should. If they have the resources to test guys every day and then retest them if they're positive to make sure they're positive, then surely they're going to antibody test them so that they'll know, you know, what the deal is. And then no bye weeks because they didn't, you know. The Big 12's plan had some logic behind it. We're actually going to start earlier. We're gonna let you play this non-conference game here. And a couple of those teams have already moved it back, right, mm-hmm, into the hole, mm-hmm. in the schedule. The SEC's plan, hey, kids come back to dorms here. Let's give it a month because when everybody brings it from wherever they're coming from, all the kids are probably going to pass it around. And if we do a good job of keeping people safer once they get on campus, keeping the football players safer once they get on campus, then we'll have a month to kind of go through this thing and try and then limit their exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are really prone to get it will probably get it, and we can then play football. That has some logic behind it. What the Big Ten did by not doing either of those, starting the season an additional month later and trying to play every game in a row. More, okay, you mm-hmm. have a, you mm-hmm. have a
go
son.
On. I know where you're going. Go on.
You have a son. He is a stud, true freshman, Mike linebacker for a 4-3 team that's not very good in the Big Ten. But he's always wanted to go to that school. It's your home state school. He's going to start because he is so good. He is the Hank T of fill in Big Ten team here.
Mm-hmm.
He's your kid. He's a true freshman. He hasn't been able to work out as much on campus. You've been doing the best you can at local gyms, but most of your local gyms are closed or have mass stuff or whatever. You've bought some weights yourself. You've been trying to work out in the garage, whatever. He's about to go back to school, and now he's going to play 8 straight games starting at Mike linebacker for a team that's not as good as Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. He's got to play all these teams. He's going to take on blocks from guys that are 4 and 5 years older than he is and then try and make the tackle on guys that are 3 to 5 years older than he is for 8 straight weeks with no rest.
It's about the student-athletes.
Would you rather him go through that from a physical standpoint or have some unmeasurable, like we just don't know, risk of catching COVID and play a normal schedule where there's 1 to 2 bye weeks with, you know, it makes no sense. I would be, if I had a son playing college football right now, I'd be much more worried about him getting CTE on every play than I would about him getting COVID during the week going to the cafeteria. Right? Like, ask a college football parent. You more nervous about your kid being injured, maybe for life, during the game, or maybe catching COVID at a restaurant and what that might do to him long term?
Okay, here's what I will say. First of all, the no bye weeks thing is a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, that means that you do not care about the health and safety of the student athlete. You care about maybe getting a team into the playoff. So now you have just, even more so than any of the other conferences, you have just showed your hand to everybody. It's not about health and safety. It's about getting a team in the playoff and not getting sued. Okay, the 8 weeks thing is ridiculous for the student athlete. It's bogus. My guess is they don't think it'll matter because based on these restrictions, there's no way they're going to have a full season. 5 players on your team, 6, 7, and you have to cancel for 7 days, a player tests positive and you don't get him back for 3 weeks? I'm telling you, unless they absolutely afford these universities and these programs the ability, they got 14 days from today. You get everybody back in today, hopefully. I mean, I don't. Maybe some of them are already there. You have a team meeting and you say, look, 14 days, we're bubbling up. You can't go out. You're going to have food here only. You're going to stay here only. You want to do something fun? We got the team room here only. No outsiders. No visiting with the public. You can't go get gas. Can't go home and see mom. You can't go to this party. You can't go to class in person.
No fornicating.
No. Well, yeah. You can't do that. That's the only way this works. A true bubble scenario, which everyone has said in the college world, is impossible. In the NFL, it's possible because they know if they don't play, they don't get paid. Right? They know there's a bigger game there. This feels like the Big Ten has set this up so that the entire conference, the entire team gets punished. Again, if 4, 5, 6 players test positive. Imagine you get to week 2. 5 players test positive. Those 5 players are out for 3 weeks. Your team stops for a week. You're telling me there's not one Big Ten team who won't have 5 positive tests on a Tuesday after a game? 5. Clemson had 37 on like the first round of tests. So unless they can make sure that everybody either who's had it comes back and doesn't test positive, or who hasn't had it and won't get it comes back without it and creates the bubble, I still don't see it, man. I still don't. I just don't think it's possible. Again, I just feel like this is dangling the carrot, and this is a virus. Like people, you can do any mitigation strategy you want, but we've seen that even the ones everyone says will work, they're going to work. It'll work. They don't work. The only one that's worked so far, damn near perfectly, was the NBA, and that was like it became like a prison. Like, it was guarded, right? Like, you had to do certain things to enter, like quarantine for 7 or 8 days just to be Rachel Nichols and go stand on the sideline. I don't know how you do that in a college environment. I don't know if it's possible. And then instead of, oh, you tested positive, you're out for 7 days, and anybody who was around you is out for an additional eight, nine, 10 days, now that player's out 21 days. And if it's five players, your team has to stop for a week. So you cancel the game because you have over 5%. How are you going to play the next game without a week of practice?
You can't.
Exactly.
You can't.
That's what I'm saying. It's a
leadership
setup.
Reps.
It's a ruse. It's a setup. It's a complete bogus scam, and I hope everyone else sees it.
And canceling team
Bruce Feldman already kind of said, oh, man, this seems this doesn't seem possible. Yeah, because it's not.
Yeah, I quote tweeted that with, the Big Ten is like a great comedian. Just when you think you've heard the big punchline, they always have a bigger, better joke ready. They're clowns, man. It's a joke.
I mean, this is the look at us, look how hard we're trying. They're doing the exact same thing they did before. They were never going to play. They wanted to start in Thanksgiving. No, that doesn't make sense. You can't make the playoff. Oh, well, we probably just shouldn't do it. We should do it. But here's how. October 23rd. My guess is they're going to get to week one and realize they can't even play a week one game. Mm-hmm. Or at least not all of them. I really just don't think it's possible. It just feels like a setup to me. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I want the Big Ten to play. I want Nebraska fans to get to watch their team. Michigan fans, Ohio State fans, maybe not Northwestern. Okay. Purdue, Iowa, I want you to be able to watch your team. As a fan, you deserve it. But I feel like you're being played here. Once again, you're being promised something that it just doesn't seem likely. I mean, if you're sitting back in the Big Ten and you're watching the SEC, you're watching the ACC, you're watching the Big 12, you're watching name all the other conferences that are playing, it's happening.
Yeah.
It hadn't been perfect. You've had players out.
Yep.
Hadn't been in hospitalizations. Hadn't been any deaths. Even symptoms have been few and far between. Symptomatic cases. And so instead of maybe taking the balance of all that, you're going to put this on your coaches? On your players? So you're going to go like three rungs above everybody else because you're safe, safe, safe? They're safe. The only injuries we've had that have been football, you know, related as far as being a football player have been on the field or at practice.
Yep. 8 straight games, no bye.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Again, only issues.
All conference
have been,
games, too. It's not like you get to play Furman or.
I mean, you get Northwestern. And...
yeah, but, you know, you are Northwestern, too. That's what I mean. Like, I had to worry more about the kid on Northwestern having to play 8 straight games against Ohio State, Michigan State.
I don't see it.
What a joke.
Mike tweets in, look at the NFL. Shortened camp, no preseason. Players are dropping like flies with injury. And they're grown men whose actual job is to do this. Now imagine you're 18 or 20, have been staring at online classes and quarantined to your dorm, not working out with your team. I'll add all this. Not working out with your team. Mm-hmm. Not if they've been quarantining in their dorm. I don't even think that's been a thing. Because the Big Ten just took the previous rules they had and quadrupled them. Mm-hmm. They weren't bubbled before this. Now I don't see how you make – listen, and if the Big Ten says to all these universities, hey, we know we have rules on certain students living, you know, in the same dorm as the athletes. We can't have an athlete dorm or an athlete cafeteria. If they'll waive that, they've got a shot. But that would mean coaches can't go home to their families. That would mean staff can't go home to their families. Like, everyone has to be in the bubble. Everyone. You can do that with an NBA team that's like a max of 35 people on staff, including players. How can you do that? What's an extended football staff? 150? Players and coaches?
Yeah.
175?
Oh, no. Yeah, 200 probably. Cal almost knows Tennessee now drop out of the top 25.
Hey, Jim Harbaugh, call the wife. You're not going to see her for 6 months.
Can't wait for that Ohio State schedule. Sure, it'll be the 7 easiest teams in Michigan.
There's going to be a lot of Big Ten supporters and fans that don't read the entire release and are celebrating all day. And I would, if this was me, I'm
mad,
furious.
Yeah.
Furious.
I think you're right. I think you're spot on. There's been a lot of college basketball stuff. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, a lot tomorrow and get you set for Thursday Night Football. The Blitz is next right here on Fan Run Radio. Are you